News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Well, let's go back to that breaking story this morning of a new deal for mortgage holders who, from AIB mortgage holders who are in arrears. This new scheme was is being announced today. Could see those who have fallen behind in repayments, as I say, rent their houses back and have the chance to buy them in the future. To discuss this further, we are joined by Brendan Burgess, who's founder of consumer website AskAboutMoney.com. Brendan Burgess, this sounds like a really welcome initiative.
Well, I think if you're one of the borrowers who hasn't been paying their mortgage for some time, you'll be delighted to hear this. You know, you're going to keep your house. You're going to have your debt written off. You're going to have the local authority paying the rent on your behalf. Why wouldn't you be happy? However, if you're one of the much larger group of people, you know, who has been struggling with their mortgage for years, but paying their mortgage, you've probably cancelled your holidays, you've probably cancelled your health insurance, you've probably told your children, no, you can't have piano lessons. And you're paying AIB and the other banks in Ireland one of the highest mortgage rates in Ireland, because not only are you paying your own mortgage, you're paying the mortgage for people who don't pay their mortgages. So, you know, this really is a kick in the teeth for the people who have really tried and who struggled to pay their mortgage. And
really, but is this not an initiative to clean up the mess? These are people.
Yeah, but
who,
why have we got a mess? The main reason,
because they didn't pay their mortgages, because they couldn't afford to pay them.
No. The main reason we have a mess in this country is that we won't have the adult conversation that is held. In fact, it's not even held in any other country. If somebody doesn't pay their mortgage, they get 6 months, maybe 12 months, and after that, then their house is repossessed and sold on, and they move on. In this country, we don't allow the banks to repossess houses, and as a result of that, a lot of people feel there's no need to pay my mortgage. I'll go and you know, live my life, spend my money where I want to, and the bank can do nothing about it. Now, at this late stage, when their arrears have got out of control, well, the government will step in and effectively buy the house from them and give it back to social housing. Can I just say...
Yeah, but hang on, let me...
Can I make one other point?
No, make your point in a second. I need to clarify this with you.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the people who are going to benefit from this deal, this 100 million euro deal, are people who can pay, won't pay? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I'm saying there's a good proportion of them in there, yeah? There's people who have been in arrears for some years. They didn't address the arrears at the start because there was no sanction on them for not doing so. They may have unsustainable mortgages now. And what are they doing? In any other country in the world, they would lose their house, they'd go onto the social housing list. What they're effectively doing now is they're climbing right to the top of the social housing list. There's 100,000 people waiting on that list, and these guys are sailing by them, waving at them as they go to the top of the list, not only to get a social housing house, but to get the house that they have chosen, that they want. It's an absolute
You're saying is also, Brendan, very, very unfair to the genuine cases who are included in that lot. And you're trying, like, it was a good thing, I believe, that the banks weren't allowed to take people's properties, because there would be at least 100,000 properties out there, 100,000 more families at least probably homeless or renting today
That's a misconception. First of all, if there was a proper sanction on people who don't pay their mortgages, you'd have a huge number of people actually paying their mortgages, so the arrears would be a lot lower. But, you know, there's this misconception that if you repossess 10,000 houses, you'll have 10,000 more homeless people. You won't. We're not suggesting you repossess 10,000 houses and knock them all down. Those houses will be reallocated to people who can either buy them or rent them. There is definitely a problem with a small number of people who have made every effort to pay their mortgage and who can't pay their mortgage, and they should be helped. But the way to help those people is not to come up with a complex scheme like this. The way is to actually pay the interest on their mortgage for them. Leave them with the ownership of their house and pay the interest on their mortgage. We used to have that. It was called Mortgage Interest Supplement. It worked very well. It's bizarre that they got rid of it. I mean, at the moment, if you can't pay the interest on your house, if you can't pay your mortgage, you get no help. If you sell your house to me and I charge you rent, well, then you'll get rent supplement. That makes no sense, and this scheme makes absolutely no sense. AIB have been pushed into it because they really have, they're being pushed from both sides. First of all, they're being told, you know, you can't repossess houses. And then they've been told, deal with your mortgage arrears. Well, how can you deal with your mortgage arrears if you can't repossess houses?
Okay, well, this is an issue that is going to run for another while. Brendan Burgess, founder of consumer website AskAboutMoney.com. Thank you very much for that. By the way, what do you think of what Brendan Burgess had to say? He's not welcoming this new initiative. He thinks it is basically an opportunity for people who are shirkers, who don't want to pay their mortgages, can pay, won't pay, to get away with it, and you, the taxpayer, are going to pay for it. 53106, tell us what you think. What about you, Shane? What do you think?
Really interesting stuff. Look, he's the expert in this. I'm not. But I suspect he is speaking for a lot of people when he says that.
Well, I think people will get angry, the people who did make the sacrifices, when he puts it like that. He puts
but
it
there's, no, there's no doubt there are genuine hardship cases. It's a difficult balancing act, but a fascinating viewpoint from Brendan.
So it's not
Burgess
as rose-tinted as we thought.